Ray's family's got this Christmas Eve gift that we never did. I'd never heard of.
No, that's
me.
Right.
And the first Christmas was down at his house. See, on Christmas Eve, I believe, the first person that says Christmas Eve gift to you, you're supposed to give them a gift. You owe them a gift. And see, they said that to me that morning when I was down there, and I didn't know what it meant. It didn't mean a thing to me. And so, in other words, that's their thing at Christmas. The first person that can say Christmas Eve gift to you, you owe them a gift then.
Is his family from around here?
Yeah, they're from down in that, just right this section down in here. I mean, just, but that's just what they always said, and I've never heard of.
Yeah. What about on January 1st, what do you say?
Happy New Year.
Okay, you have your New Year's gift?
Yeah. Or just, well, no, I can't say that I've heard New Year's gift.
Okay. Say someone had done you a favor. You might tell them, well, thank you, I'm much
obliged.
Okay. And you say I had to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And you say you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
Okay. Well, I got home, didn't I?
Unwrapped it.
Okay. And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it.
You say sell for less than you paid for
it. Yeah, you'd say you had to sell it at a
loss.
Okay. And say you like something but you don't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I like it, but what, too much?
Cost too much.
Okay. And on the first of the month, the bill is when it's time
due.
To
due.
Huh?
Due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. And if you don't have any money, you might go to a friend and try to
get credit.
Okay.
Borrow money.
Okay. And you say in the 30s, money was
scarce.
Okay. And you say you ran down the springboard and what?
You dived. You dived.
Okay. And you say several children have already
dived in the water.
Okay. He said, but I was too scared to
dive.
Okay. And when you dive in and hit the water flat on your stomach, what do you call that?
A belly buster, I remember.
Okay. Do you ever hear that? Do you ever have any snow around here?
Yeah.
Do you ever go sledding?
Mm-hmm. Well, I never did much, but I mean, they do it here, yeah.
Do you ever hear belly buster referring to some sort of sledding?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Well,
I haven't.
I just encountered that sometime, but I didn't know. Say, a child puts his head on the grass and then turns up.
Somerset.
Okay. And say, he dived into the water and he what across the river and he...
We'd say swam, I guess, but I don't think I usually say he swam.
Okay. And you say, I have what in that creek?
Swam.
Okay. And you say children like to
swim.
Okay. And you say when you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for
You mean like your a premium or?
Yeah, they just give you a present, sort of a little gift.
I don't know what you call it. I mean, I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Say someone who didn't know how to swim, you'd say he got in the water and
drowned.
Okay. You say say after he went down for the third time, you'd say that he
drowned.
Okay. And you say I wasn't there, so I didn't see him
drowned.
Okay. Huh?
Drowned.
Okay. And before a baby's able to walk, what does it do?
Crawl.
Okay. And you say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.